So how should we set the initial timing when we're not using density operation? In other words, when we're not using density operation, the minimum initial does not get extra time added on for each vehicle that passes over a detector. In this case, the minimum initial green must be long enough to guarantee that vehicles stored between the detector and the stop line will clear the intersection before the clearance interval terminates the movement. In other words, since extra time is not being added as vehicles pass over the detector, you want to ensure that the amount of minimum initial is long enough to clear that space shown in the animation here.